It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Wisconsin and the world of high fashion may seem like an unexpected pairing, but we'll hear about women who have challenged that assumption.
First, CPAC is upon us. The 2014 Conservative Political Action Conference is underway as of this morning, with over 11,000 activists and numerous politicians descending on Maryland.
The list of speakers looks like a master list of 2016 Republican presidential nominee hopefuls, with names like Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Wisconsin's own Paul Ryan.
The conference gets a lot of attention for setting the mood and direction of the Republican Party. And here to tell us how that's shaping up so far is Politico senior reporter James Homan. James, welcome to Central Time.
Veronica, great to be with you.
Well, CPAC gets a fair bit of attention in the media, but how important is it really as an influential meeting place for Republicans and shaping what may happen down the road?
Yeah, this is the biggest cattle call for potential Republican candidates. We're now sort of getting close to the 2016 presidential election. It really will start in earnest this November. And so it's a chance for the activists who write big checks and who actually work on the ground to kick the tires and get a sense of these people. It's not just sort of big speeches and then the politicians leave. It's sort of expected that the people like Paul Ryan will work the crowd. And it's a lot of students. It's a lot of kind of younger activists. And it's also one of the most covered events in politics. There's, you know, literally hundreds of reporters watching all these speeches. So it's a big opportunity for these politicians, especially kind of rising stars, to show their mettle.
Is it essentially a warm-up for the presidential election year, in this case 2016?
Yeah, what you find at these events is that politicians test various messages. So what we saw today, we saw several presidential candidates, and you can kind of get a sense of how they're going to run. So Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, talked a lot about foreign policy. Chris Christie talked about being someone who you may not always agree with, but who can actually win. Paul Ryan presented himself as someone who's really serious about fiscal issues and is someone who is actually trying to make deals, trying to get things done when a lot of the party just wants to shut things down. And so everyone sort of outlines what they're about. And if you sit and just watch the speeches for the day, you kind of get a good idea of what the presidential primary debates are going to look like in late 2015.
Now, you've got Republicans of all stripes at CPAC this year, as in every year as well. You've got social conservatives, fiscal conservatives, libertarians, hawks, doves, and they don't all get along with each other. Do you have a sense of what some of the more sensitive flashpoints might be this year?
So the big one is foreign policy, right? We're now in the midst of this Ukraine crisis, and so everyone is talking in the halls about how forcefully should the U.S. respond to Vladimir Putin. You have a lot of hardliners. John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, you know, is hawkish as they get, gave a speech saying, you know, basically suggesting military involvement in Ukraine. And then you have libertarians, people from the Rand Paul wing of the party who say the U.S. should be way less involved in the world. We should have fewer troops overseas. We really need to withdraw and focus on what's going on within our borders. And so you actually have activists, you know, the libertarians and the neoconservatives arguing with each other about how the U.S. should be engaged in the world.
Now, in terms of another important thing to watch, Governor Chris Christie, New Jersey governor, has been in the spotlight a lot in the past several months, not probably the way he'd like to be in the spotlight, but he's going to be speaking, and I'm wondering what you think we should be looking out for during that talk.
Yeah, so Governor Christie actually spoke in the last few hours. And it's notable because obviously he's coming off this huge bridge scandal, but also not invited last year. They said that he could not come because they were upset that he hugged President Obama during the Superstorm Sandy in the weeks before the 2012 presidential campaign. And so this year he did get invited and he gave kind of a very conventional speech. He said, I'm really conservative, but I also can get things done in a blue state. He talked about taking on unions. He did not refer to the scandal at all. And then he praised a bunch of other Republican governors, including Scott Walker. Interestingly, one of Christie's biggest applause lines was when he started praising Governor Walker, who's not here this year.
And speaking of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan talked as well, or he's going to be talking. What was his message?
Ryan's message, basically, he is now part of the Republican establishment. You know, a few years ago, he was the the conservative guy who was pushing his budget and did not have a lot of widespread support for it. Now he is one of the most powerful members of Congress. And so he was telling the conservative base, listen, guys, you know, we don't disagree on policy or ideology. We just disagree on tactics. You know, Ted Cruz spoke not long before Ryan, and Cruz was one of the big leaders of the push to defund the health care law, even if it meant shutting down the government. Ryan clearly thinks that that was a bad idea. And so he was trying to tell these people, you know, the party's base, look, I know you're upset that I compromise a lot, but it's for the best. He talked about the need for comprehensive tax reform. Kind of, he's trying to position himself as the policy wonk who can cut deals.
James, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a heads up on what's happening at CPAC.
Thanks, Veronica.
We've been talking to James Homan, senior political reporter at Politico.